Carry me they go, Jehovah carry me they go, my husband house. Carry me they go, Jehovah carry me they go, my husband house. I'm sure that's the song of teams like Germany and Uruguay. We all thought we'd be making it to the knockout stages of, you know, the World Cup, but they don't make it. Yes, the FIFA World Cup 2022, the group stages have already wrapped up and things are happening. But before I dive straight in, you're welcome to another episode of Strictly Sports. This is a World Cup special. From Jumpinho himself, the hard tackling and the super dynamic midfield maestro, a combination of Makalele and Xavi, N'Golo Kante and Andre Pele, where intensity and tenacity meet craftiness and guile. And quickly, let's dive into the good stuff. All right, it's the World Cup, and some big teams have already bowed out. They're probably at the airport now, booking their flight, or probably at home already. Talking about the likes of Germany and even Uruguay. You know, Ghana were looking for vengeance against them. They didn't get the vengeance, but all the same, they got a form of vengeance because even though they lost, South Korea were able to make sure that the pain of 2010, when Suarez saved that ball with his hand, with Samuel Gyan missing the ensuing penalty, was put to bed. Okay, let's start quickly from Group A for the teams that made it through. Netherlands topped the group with Senegal finishing second, Ecuador third, and Qatar fourth. So first and second are the ones that made it through. And then Group B, England number one with 7 points. Yes, for Group A, very quickly, Netherlands at 7 points, Senegal six, Ecuador four, Qatar the host. Now them carry the class for head, 0 points. And then England 7 points and number one for Group B. And then second, USA 5 points, Iran third 3 points, Wales fourth 1 point. Waited for how many years only to get just 1 point, eh? And then in Group C, Argentina puts them behind the disappointment of losing to Saudi Arabia in the first game, and they top the group with 6 points, Poland with 4 points. They and Mexico actually had 4 points, similar goals scored and conceded, but they defeated Mexico on fair play, you know, having a lower number of yellow cards compared to Mexico. Saudi Arabia, you know, bottom of the group with 3 points. In Group D, France top the group with 6 points, same as Australia, but with better goals difference. Tunisia third with 4 points, just wasn't to be for them. And then Denmark, you know, bottom of the group, surprisingly. And then in Group E, Japan top the group. Yeah, that's the group that, you know, that's a group that cooked in this World Cup. The group that actually cooked some really good food for us. Japan, 6 points. Spain and Germany, 4 points apiece. Spain won 7 in their first match, so they had that goal difference advantage. Costa Rica, bottom of the group with 3 points. At a point, Japan and Costa Rica were going to go through to, you know, to the next stage. But Germany were able to bounce back and needed Spain to score a goal. Spain didn't. Germany on their way home. In Group F, Morocco with 7 points topped the group, the first African nation since Nigeria, or let me just say the second African nation to top their World Cup group twice. I think that was in 86, their first time, and then this particular one. Nigerian, the two times Nigerian teams topped their groups were, I think, the World Cup in 94 and 98. Not very sure of that particular stats, but I'm sure that both teams, the two African teams that have topped their groups twice at the World Cup. Belgium, the Donja, 4 points, and then Canada, Alili, the girls. Then in Group G, Brazil, yes, 6 points. Switzerland, 6 points as well. Cameroon becoming the first African country to defeat Brazil at the World Cup. Vincent Aboubakar becoming the third African to score against Brazil at the World Cup. He got a second yellow card for pulling his shirt. At what cost? You know, at the cost of scoring the biggest goal of his career. And then bottom of the group is Serbia with 1 point. In Group H, Portugal, 6 points. South Korea, 4 points. Better goals. They had more goals scored than Uruguay, even though they had the same goals difference. And we were also on 4 points. And Ghana, after all the gra-gra, came third. Sorry, fourth, rather, with 3 points. Bottom of the group. So this is what the round of 16 looks like right now. The Netherlands will play against US of A Argentina against Australia, Japan against Croatia, Antarctica, Brazil against South Korea, England against Senegal, France against Poland, Portugal against those who finished second, which is Switzerland, and then Morocco against Spain. These are some very powerful games. Let's talk about some of the, you know, the top performers so far. The likes of Alvaro Morata, Kylian Mbappe, Cody Gakpo, you know, getting 3 goals, you know, leading the charge. Then for assists, Harry Kane leading that with 3 assists so far. Bruno Fernandes, Theo Hernandez, you know, amongst those with 2. And for goals plus assists, you know, that's goals contribution. Obviously, Mbappe is on top with Morata and Bruno Fernandes as well. Then for freaky goals, yes, Marcus Rashford 1-1 for him. Luis Chavez of Mexico, you know, 1-4. A lot of Messi, no free kick goals scored. Ronaldo, no free kick goals scored. You know how it is now. Quite interesting. And then for the players who have missed their very big chances, Romelu Lukaku just wasn't to be for him against Croatia. He came on, you know, in the second half and missed, you know, lots of chances. So far, 4 big chances alongside Kylian Mbappe, Lewandowski, 3 big chances missed. All right, so that's that for that particular one. And for tackles per game, interestingly, Eduardo Camavinga has one person, 11 tackles per game is on the top of that particular chat. And then for clean sheets, Wojciech Szczęsny, you know, 2 clean sheets, Thibaut Courtois, even though he's going home, 2 clean sheets, address, and Nopat as well, 2 clean sheets. All right, but that's just it, basically, and this is going to be a very interesting one. Tomorrow, which is the 3rd of December, all the games, you know, continue. We're talking about the knockout stage of the World Cup, the round of 16. So that's it, basically a summary of the things that happened during the group stage. Every other thing I missed there, I'm sure you'll find it there somewhere if you dig deeper. Thank you very much for keeping a deal with me on another episode of Strictly Sports. This one I had to, you know, quickly rush through it. It's been a wonderful time, you know, talking sports with you once again, something I love doing. Don't forget to spread kindness around wherever you find yourself. Bye for now.